Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast on Friday the 13th. My God. What tech gremlins will strike coming up on this week's show, should we make it? That invisible touch, as Phil Collins might say, no one's seen it, but is a new one on the way from Apple? What about a PSP phone with Android? Rumours abound. What about an Amazon phone with books? Could work. New DSLRs are on the way from Canon and Nikon, and smartphones aren't so smart. Not when it comes to security, anyway. More on that later. And speaking of smart, time to introduce my co-hosts, Mr. Luke Johnson, Mr. Adam Bunker, and the man that puts other men to shame with his rippling intellect. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome, one and all.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Going to put on an ice hockey mask and butcher you all. Is that Friday the 13th, or am I thinking of Halloween? That's Friday the 13th, isn't it? Hockey mask. Jason.
That's, the kid who kills him is family when he's a kid.
Good, I'm glad we've got our cultural references.
Which one?
Bang on there.
Let's get on with this.
Dunker, another week, another way through.
But I am going to kill you all.
Excellent. Through 7 days of bothersome life. What has tripped you up along the way this week?
Well, I'll tell you what, in a funny way, actually, I've been living the tech dream this week. Oh. But I didn't set out at the beginning of the week wanting to, but I had to. Because I bought a DVD, and I bought it from Amazon in America, and so it was region one. And it is so difficult getting, a lot of people already have multi-region DVD players, but I don't. It's such a pain in the ass. Why do they have to be multi-region? I had to, I couldn't make it work on the PS3, because nobody can be bothered hacking the PS3, because every time there's a firmware upgrade, Sony will just unhack it. So you can't do multi-region on a PS3, I discovered. And then, so I had to rip it on my iMac, which allows you to change the region of your DVD player 3 times.
Yeah.
So I've got like 2 more changes to go. And then, but the film was too long to be able to put it onto a disc, onto a blank disc. So I had to get another piece of software. I think I use Mac the Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. I recommend it if you're wanting to pirate.
Just watch a DVD you've bought.
Illegally break copyright. No, because by the end of the week, I just wanted to go out and pirate every single film I had and sell it down the pub. I was so furious with this whole ridiculous region system there. It's called The Holy Mountain by Alejandro Jodorowsky.
Uh-huh.
It's a very good film indeed. It features things like there's a sequence with a load of exploding frogs reenacting the invasion of South America by the conquistadors. And another bit with there's a sort of Christ type figure, and he goes to sleep in a room, and he wakes up, and the room is now completely full of wax effigies of himself. It's full of stuff like that.
Was it worth all this effort then?
Yeah, it's a brilliant film. This is the only reason I went to all this effort. But then I had to get another piece of software to turn whatever the DVD creates. It's supposed to be like a VOB. I had a load of VOBs, and I had to turn that into an MP4 or something. And then I had to get another piece of software to stream it from my Mac to my PS3.
It's just as well you work for T3, really.
Yeah.
DVDs is an unholy ass. It's true.
A pain in the ass.
You don't have that kind of problems when you have my kind of taste in cinema. You get there's plenty of Region 2 copies of Die Hard knocking around.
Well, that's true, yeah. I mean, this is it. I'm being punished for having esoteric interests.
What did I watch? The Hurt Locker, finally, on Blu-ray.
It's quite good,
though. Yeah, excellent. And quite good for being on Blu-ray. I thought it would be one of those films where I'd be like, well, what's the point of that in high definition? But all those nice slow-motion explosions and all that. Fantastic. Nice. I could see the guts splattered in fine definition. Excellent stuff. Anyway, excellent. Right, okay. DVDs, bad. Blu-ray, good.
No, there's still region coding on Blu-ray as well.
Bad as well.
I think we should get rid of it. What difference does it make?
Well, it's still going to go download, don't worry. On now, anyway, to our top story. And if we told you a new fourth generation iPod Touch was on the way, well, you'd scarcely believe us. But then we had this tweet from Stuart Wicks.
Can we do a Dell Streak versus iPod Touch fourth gen comparison for the podcast? How useful is Flash on a PMP anyway? Cheers, youngsters.
It sounds a lot like you. It's uncanny.
Uncanny, yeah. Yeah, youngsters, of course, being a reference to me. And Duncan. Well, anyone who calls us youngsters really deserves our attention. And lo, it seems just this week, someone has been making comparisons between an as-yet-unreleased and mythical iPod Touch and Dell's mighty Streak.
Yeah.
None other than blogger extraordinaire John Gruber. in fact.
He is a blogger extraordinaire. He's a legend in the sense that I'd never heard of him prior to this Wednesday when he's revealed that he's a legend.
He's got quite a catchy blog, which I can't quite remember. It's something flaming something or other. But anyway,
well researched.
Infamous.
Yes, yes. This is what he had to say after hearing about the pricing for the streak, which is incidentally $550 in the US or £399 here on O2 Pay As You Go. He said, that's almost twice as much as a good iPod Touch. And if you wait a few weeks to buy the Touch, you'll get one with a Retina display and dual cameras. If Dell can't make an iPod Touch competitor, who can? Well, who indeed?
But is the Dell isn't the streak
let's,
isn't really...
Let's deal with that in a bit.
You're coming onto this, aren't
you? But first, the rumour new specs, because he's dropped a couple there, and they kind of tell
we have
you
seen
things.
Pics. There's a very exciting, slightly blurry pic of a kind of touch screen.
Something black.
But there is a hole at the top of it, and what could be
it's
lurking
even
behind
blurrier
that?
Blurrier than the Gizmodo pics of the iPhone 4.
Yes. So that level of PR
we're pretty sure...
Presumably no one's been killed over this one.
Possibly not. We're pretty sure there's going to be a front-facing camera for FaceTime.
FaceTime, the video calling revolution that is sweeping the planet.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Carrying all before it. That's... I've been FaceTiming my arse off all week.
it's definitely lived up to all the hype there.
I think so.
Yeah.
I actually don't speak to people anymore. I just go up to them, hand them a spare iPhone 4 I've got, and then FaceTime while I'm in the same room as them.
Wander into Starbucks so you can get some Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You've done...
Because the Retina display is better than the human eye, I read, somewhere. And I prefer to watch it on the Retina display than actually with my eyes.
You've done FaceTime, haven't you?
I am actually one of those rare people who has done FaceTime, with the other Luke, the Luke Peters, the editor.
Quite a revelation, was it?
Well, it was good, as the calling goes. No, as I say, I use it all the time. I don't use anything but.
Yeah, of course.
I feel a bit dirty just being sat here looking at you and talking to you in a normal human kind of way.
Without a Retina display between us.
Without a Retina, yeah, exactly.
5-megapixel camera. That was rumoured by John Lewis, wasn't it? Because they kind of spilled the beans on all this. Said, for Christmas, we'll have a 5-megapixel iPod Touch.
Ah. I hope that means the CIA are going to go around and steal all of John Lewis's computers. Impound them.
5-megapixel camera on the back, and it will have a Retina display.
Good.
Which Duncan will be very pleased about.
Very pleased.
Is that exciting news?
No. Should we move on to something else now? No, because that's the thing, isn't it? Because Dell versus the Touch. I'm sure the Touch is better in many ways to the Streak, but the Streak can make phone calls and is a proper kind of all-round...
The iPod Touch is just, it's an MP3 player and it'll play apps and all that, but then your phone does all that.
Yeah, it's
why do you want a Touch?
I don't really get it. I mean, if obviously those kind of people who are that like hard and fast stuck to iTunes that they will never consider anything else will probably get an iPhone anyway, so therefore it is kind of irrelevant.
Because the iPod Touch is always slightly nicer. Some people find many of the phone elements of the iPhone quite annoying. So if you took a real gadget purist's view of it, you might think, I want a Touch for all the kind of nice interactivity and menu and all the rest of it, but I don't want to have to put up with.
But then you've got to ask what those kind of people,
calls,
what phone those kind of people would buy.
Nokia 1110.
No, really. I'm speaking about a hypothetical person who may exist only in my imagination.
It's a very good cheap Sonos remote. You can either spend £200 on a Sonos remote or £150 on an iPod Touch.
That's true. The Touch and the iPhone, they act as remote controls for every single type of expensive hi-fi there is.
That's what it's for.
And for iTunes on computer as well, don't they?
I mean, in terms of how long we're going to have to
wait
for this...
It's usually thinner, isn't it? It's usually a slightly nicer-looking thing, slightly thinner, slightly... I don't know, more tactile perhaps.
The way Steve Jobs has always described the Touch is a sort of a cheap way in to Apple and the iPhone. It's kind of like they get you with the Touch and then you'll be an Apple customer for life and your next phone will be an iPhone and etc.
Only in Steve Jobs' strange world could the Touch be described as a cheap way into anything.
the only reason I can see for them to keep doing the Touch is if they really ramp up the storage in it and then just get rid of the Classic.
Yes.
That would make sense.
But there's already more storage in the Touch than in the iPhone.
64 gigs is the Touch now.
If they did like 120 or something like that and get rid
Who
of the
really
Classic.
Needs that?
Well, that's why people buy Classic.
I can feel that easily.
Dan's got a lot of music.
Okay. In terms of how long we have to wait, I mean, there's been a new iPod Touch every September now for the last 3 years, so fairly safe bet that we'll hear about it next month.
It's going to be strange. I don't think this might be the last one, I think. This could be the last of the Mohicans. I think, like, it's like Ed was saying, and you were saying, we were all saying, Who buys? Why would you buy an MP3 player in this day and age? It's not a question of buying an iPhone instead
maybe,
of an MP3,
I could understand,
any phone instead of an MP3 player.
An MP3 player for jogging, maybe. You don't want to have your phone on your arm. Maybe
for the kids as well.
Phone though, cheap phone.
The youths.
The youths for the kids.
Whose parents don't want to give them £150 iPhone. Phone.
It's by saying all Ute Man's Dem have got phones these days.
That can play MP3s.
All my man's Dem.
All Ute Man's is, Dem.
Touching on what Duncan was
my
saying
brethren.
A moment ago, is there any comparison with Adele Streak? This is two people now who have compared it, and I still can't see quite
no,
why.
No, I can't quite understand
the
why
the Streak
that,
is a 5-inch
in.
Screen. It's neither fish nor fowl. The iPod Touch is a 3.5-inch screen is a dedicated MP3 player.
I suppose
the Streak has 3G on board. What?
Yeah,
I think
no.
What is the comparison?
I think what they're comparing is having a nice screen and having a quite decent camera on board and ignoring the form factor and what it does.
Yeah, but I mean,
I suppose you could also compare it to a telly on that basis.
But, or Microsoft Surface.
But Group, I mean, the fact that Gruber's saying, well, if Dell can't, you know, make a touch, no one can. But Dell aren't trying to make a touch, are they?
No, that's a very good point. I don't know where this comparison's come from.
I think this guy's an asshole, and this is why I've never heard of his website prior to... Is he like the Symbian guru? He's like the Apple guru.
Who knows?
But he doesn't have any interest in Apple products.
Surely he could make that argument with absolutely pretty much any smartphone that's got a PMP player in it.
Yeah. I liked, somebody tweeted back to t3.com and I didn't understand what it meant until we've just had this conversation.
There you go.
Saying, oh, you can't compare them at all because the Touch is a closed micro tablet and the Dell Streak is an open tablet phone.
Right.
I mean, you didn't know that.
Answering the second
like, people have been wandering into shops going, what I really want, mate, is a micro tablet. I've heard about these micro tablets.
Preferably closed.
But I don't want it closed. I don't want it open, yeah.
The second half is about Flash, whether that's important
or not.
Yeah, because Flash is coming to the Streak, along with lots of other Android devices. Yeah, they're going to get the update. Dell said on the website, Flash is coming with Froyo.
Because it only runs 1.6 at the moment.
When's that getting Froyo then?
It's getting Froyo later in the year. Mr. Froyo!
We really hammered that joke into the ground.
Sorry, I just thought I'd revive it again.
All right, I say we. I did.
Yeah, I mean, Flash on. I mean, it's iPlayer-tastic. The 5-inch screen, fantastic, really.
Mm.
Much better than. But you can get iPlayer on the Touch, can't you?
And the Dell Streak has got quite
any
good
of these
battery
for
life,
Flash?
Has it? Because that seems to be the main complaint about adding Flash to things, is it? It drains precious battery.
There is that. Well, I think it's a ridiculous comparison, and we've put it to bed. So there we go. But there is an iPod Touch on the way, and probably next month, I think we can safely say. But that is enough pondering, because it's time to say, here is the news. Yes, DSLR fans, get ready for the Nikon D3100, or 3100, depending on your bont. According to Best Buy, it's due to land on the 18th of September. No news on what the long-awaited D3000's replacement's packing, so you'll have to watch this space.
Meanwhile, pics of the leak to the Canon EOS 60D. The swivel LCD packing cam's been outed ahead of its expected 26th of August announcement date. The same problem as last week. the same time as the flagship EOS 1D is expected. 18 megapixel and 1080p shooting are said to be on board. More details when we get them.
More details indeed. Now, is a PSP Go phone on the way? A trusted source has spilt the beans to Engadget that a Go-style phone running the latest Android Gingerbread could be announced by October, complete with 5-megapixel camera, 4-inch screen, and 1 gigahertz processor.
An Amazon phone could be on the cards too, along with a whole load of other Amazon devices. Flush with the success of its Kindle, the New York Times' Nick Bilton has just been given a tour of its labs and discovered R&D guys busy working on movie and music players to add to the portfolio.
See, someone's building MP3 players. Yet more rumours of a new Samsung Galaxy. Far, far away. No, a Samsung Galaxy tablet getting official airing at IFA next month. That's the word from a high-ranking official at the Korean firm, with a 7-inch panel, dual cameras, GPS, Wi-Fi, 3G, and Android 2.2, Mr. Froyo. It could show the iPad a thing or two.
none of which will trouble iPhone owners. A new study has revealed that those with the Apple smartphone have twice as many sexual partners as their Android-owning counterparts. OkCupid.com found that by the age of 30, iPhone men have had around 10 different sexual partners, compared with Android average of 6.
When they say sexual partners, what, like real sexual partners?
Well, this has been like spun on a lot of news websites as saying, get an iPhone, you'll have more sex, yeah, and things like that. But it's kind of, you could do it the opposite way and just say that iPhone people are easy.
Yeah.
Get an iPhone, become a slut.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's what it's saying. Mm. iPhone, or if you're a slut, get an iPhone.
iPhone leads to STDs.
Apparently the female iPhone owners are even worse. Like,
I think I've told you that. So who here has got an iPhone?
Bunch of slags.
Yeah.
I have.
My wife has. What are you saying?
Do you think
exactly
she might have twice as many sexual partners as you?
I've got an Android and I'm having sex right now.
Well, there we go. Tweet us with how many sexual partners you've had and what operating system. What about Symbian? What do you think there?
Yeah, because to be honest, during my
Symbian have inverted
peak kind of years of sexual athleticism, I was mainly using a Sony Ericsson.
Symbian users will have had one zero numbers of sexual partners. That's two in binary.
But that's the way they like it.
Exactly.
They want no sex.
They wear very complicated clothes that take a long time to get off.
There's no touch involved, of course.
Oh, yes, or it takes a very long time to respond.
You do have to press the right buttons as well. That's the other problem.
Just keep touching it. It'll respond eventually, dear. We can try again in half an hour.
Good, excellent. Yes, please don't tell us how many sexual partners you've had, unless you really want to, of course. Anyway, let's see what you have been tweeting to @T3DOTCOM.
Yes.
Dunk.
Shador72. Same year as I was born. That's the year he was born. That's Shane Dorian, who... I was going to say Think was the lead singer of Napalm Death, but that's Lee Dorian.
Oh.
But the drummer was called Shane Embury. Hence my confusion.
Right.
Well, the Napalm Death fans at home are sitting around going, I see where he's coming from there.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he says, just wondering decided... What does that mean?
That doesn't actually make English sense.
Okay, I'll try that again. Just wondering. Ah. Decided to buy an iPod dock and speakers, went with Fat Man iTube Carbon 2 and Rough Audio Oli 1 speakers. Goodbyes? ?
Isn't the Fat Man in our best iPod docks?
I think I'm right in saying the iTube Carbon 2 has been our number one iPod dock for longer than anyone can care to remember.
So tick.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Rough Audio speakers, anyone?
Well, Rough Audio is an offshoot of, well, parent company of, I believe.
Yeah, the same kind of thing, aren't they?
So they should go well together.
There we are. They marry up beautifully. Luke, what have you got?
The Godfather UK, who's more sedately known as Spencer Davis.
The British arm of the mob.
Yeah,
Spencer Davis. That's a group as well, isn't it? The Spencer Davis group.
Mm-hmm. See, they're all themed.
They did, like, Keep on Running or something.
I don't know.
If only we had a web connection in here. We could, like, Google these things. Sorry, as you were.
Carry on.
Spencer Davis has tweeted, does the study of sex show that Android users can make a phone call without a rubber band?
Oh, you see what he's done there?
With a nice winky
he's
face
tied
at the end.
Two stories together.
What's the rubber band got to do with sex?
The rubber band around the iPhone that you have to put on.
What's that got to do with sex? I don't see the link. Does he mean a condom?
Maybe.
That would have been a slightly better joke.
I think it's a play on rubber, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's like rubber.
Well, maybe he's giving away more than he wants to there.
Yes,
I can't have sex without at least six rubber bands.
Bring on the fluffer. Adam, what have you got?
Okay, Jim McKay, 7991, which is not the year I was born, also known as Jamie McEwen in air. Don't weather to get iPhone
3GS. People don't seem to write this week. I think don't know whether.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, yeah. Don't know whether to get iPhone 3GS, Sony Vivaz, or the new Samsung Galaxy, or invest in the iPhone 4. Any advice?
Well, it depends on how much sex you want to have, really, doesn't it?
It is directly linked.
Don't under any circumstances get the Sony Vivaz. That would be my first piece of advice.
Okay,
no, I've been using that recently,
old, and once you get the update on it, is crap.
Yeah, if you do get a 3GS, don't put iOS 4 on it.
iPhone 4, I think we've all agreed, is lovely.
Samsung Galaxy, flawed. Also very lovely.
I'd say it's a toss-up.
I keep on being told by people in emails.
I'd say it is a toss-up between the Galaxy and the iPhone 4. I have finally now, having yesterday last week professed ignorance, seen a Samsung Galaxy, and it is lovely.
Right.
Is it?
If a complete rip-off of the iPhone. Yeah. The old iPhone, that is.
Why? I really hate the diamond-shaped button at the bottom.
Right,
I don't want to seem like I'm petty, but that completely puts me off.
I'm going to ask this again, I did last week. Is that the one with Barda?
No, that's the Wave.
No, it's Android. It's still not the one with
Which
Barda.
One's the Barda one?
Samsung Wave.
There we go.
Okay.
They look very similar as all these phones,
but,
too.
Yeah, no, it's very nice. It's very nice looking. The screen is lovely. Honestly, it's a complete toss-up. If you like Android, get the Samsung. If you like Apple.
The Galaxy S is in a competition on the T3 website now as well.
So you could even win one.
Along with an England rugby shirt signed by the whole squad.
Which you met, didn't you,
this
week?
Yes.
What were you doing with the England rugby squad?
I was doing a camera phone group test with them.
Of course.
Well, whilst training.
They know a lot about camera phones.
Training and playing on the Twickenham field.
I often say, if you want to know about camera phones, ask an England rugby player.
That's true. Mm. Were they having a lot of sex?
Not really. No. Okay. I didn't go in the changing rooms with them. So,
in a new feature, text from girls.
You don't want to do that.
Text from girls. First one from Bebek Listrik, who is also known as Elaine Sutanto from Jakarta.
In Indonesia.
How fantastic. Just went to Periplus, which I've discovered is Asia's biggest publisher, and splurged on new issues of. Now, this is the sort of company we keep. New issues of Clio Mag. Teen Vogue and T3.
There we are. Very stylish Indonesians.
I wouldn't have known there were people who read Clear Mag and Teen Vogue and T3, but they exist. And following on from that, Hell Class, or Helen Cassidy from Cheshire, my neck of the woods. Why do we still have cover girls? T3's about gadgets. I'm a subscriber, but wish you wouldn't put girls on the front cover.
Well, if you're a subscriber, you don't get girls.
Yes, as we discussed.
I know that's not really an answer to the question.
The latest issue for subscribers didn't have girls in the cover.
That's true. I like the way, is it such a rarity that we get tweets from girls that we've had to turn it into a feature?
Yeah, I saw that we had two.
Yes!
So,
iPhone I bought's paying off.
The problem with features is they have to recur and you have to every week.
I can't see this one recurring, to be honest.
This could be a rather short-lived...
It's a one-off. But there we go. Two tweets from girls, worth mention.
I think it's great that women buy T3.
Yeah.
I wish more women would buy T3.
There you are. Okay.
Just putting that thought out there.
Good.
There's no joke there. That's just it.
Okay. Now, in a moment, our gadget of the week. But first, a correction. A couple of weeks ago, we demoed this. That's pretty cool. Yes. That was the much missed Chris playing... this from IK Multimedia, because it's prompted a letter from them. We were delighted to discover today in your podcast number 138 there was a 5-minute section, which is very long for us, which demonstrates our new iRig guitar interface for iPhone/iPad/iPod Touch. However, we noticed a couple of errors. Well, only a couple. I think that's pretty impressive for a kickoff.
Again, by our standards, not bad.
Yeah, very good. The manufacturer of the product is ourselves, IK Multimedia, not Amplitude, which is in fact the name of the app that you download from iTunes. Okay, right, fine. this one's a bit bigger. The iRig interface is $24.99, and the full version of Amplitude app from iTunes is $11.99. We've no idea where Chris, got the price of $1.99 from.
Which is why he no longer works for us.
Yeah.
We took him around the back and shot him as soon as we found out.
IK Multimedia, we've no idea either. And all we can say is Chris will never darken this podcast again.
Do you know, when he said £1.99,
we all went,
I knew that was wrong. I bloody knew it. But you don't want to, you just assume somebody's done the research properly.
Anyway, it was a very nice gadget, and it's probably worth that money if you're into your guitars, as Chris is. It's virtual pedals, isn't it?
Virtual effects pedals.
Use your iPhone as well.
And the other thing was, as well, when we were actually doing it on the podcast, we were like, that's a bit rubbish. Because Chris was playing it, and B, because had to go through a laptop, through our desk, and then back out through our cans, and it just sounded a bit rubbish. But actually, when you
use it in the flesh, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say, it's very diplomatic of him not to point it out that we also kept on saying, oh, this sounds a bit shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy this if I were you. But then when you actually... But people listening at home must have been a bit confused by that, because it actually sounded pretty good on the recording. Mm. But here in the studio, it sounded like cack.
There we go. So do check it out. It's from IK Multimedia, and it's the iRig. Yes, apologies to IK about that. Anyway, on to our gadget of the week. Which, again, isn't in the studio, but Duncan, you've played with it?
Yes, it's the new iMac with iTouch. Mm. No, that's not right.
No.
Magic Pad.
There we go.
Which does sound like a feminine hygiene product.
Does sound like it should have wings.
Again.
But there we are.
Yeah, they're really into their feminine hygiene.
Oh, like the iPad, yeah.
Yeah.
So I went and spilled a load of blue liquid on it.
Hey.
In the and also, amusing anecdote here, I went to the place I saw it was at the Apple Store launch in Covent Garden. Mm-hmm. Yes, and Covent Garden, I must say, is like bloody hell on earth. So I don't recommend going there, to be honest, but the store's quite nice. But what was hilarious was, like, you know, English people will just join a queue. If there's a queue, they'll just be like, yeah, brilliant queue, let's join.
Must be something great at the end of this.
Yeah. So people, there was this massive queue snaking into the Apple Store, which obviously is great PR for Apple. Mm. But there was no need to queue. It was really confusing. Eventually, somebody put up a sign saying, only queue here if you're going to buy an iPhone. So where the queue was going, I don't know. So I just walked straight off. I was going to get bloody lynched. Because I wasn't chancing my arm.
Mm.
I just kind of worked out that this wasn't... Because there are other people going in, basically. Yeah. So, people were just waltzing in while all these other people are queuing. I thought there was going to be some kind of major riot-type incident as the plebs in the queue got really upset.
So you got straight in, and what did you think?
Bloody great. I think the best thing about it is the iTunes is such hideous bloatware, but they've managed to find a way to make it load almost instantly when you double-click on it.
Mm.
That was the most impressive thing to me. And also just the sheer girth of the bloody thing, like 27 inches. But I think it would fit into a lot more spaces than you might think, because it's proper widescreen now.
Right.
Because my one's two generations old, and mine, it's like 14.9 or something. Mm. But it's very wide, but not especially tall.
So what, 16.9 we're talking?
I imagine 16.9. Mm. I didn't literally whip out a calculator and a ruler and work it out. But it's a beautiful machine. Is anybody still buying desktops in this day and age? I don't know. But then, and the other thing was, well, Hannah really likes this, our reviews editor, but the Magic Pad, I've got to say, I don't quite see the point of. And also the Magic Mouse. Why is Apple incapable of making a mouse that doesn't completely suck eggs? it's so flimsy looking, so horrible, so kind of
not so magic.
Yeah, it's rubbish. I mean, at least it's not as bad as that piece of shit they used to set it with the little, you know, the little ball, the track ball on it. Has anybody ever tweet in if you can answer me this? Has anyone ever had one of those mice and the trackball hasn't worn out after about 6 months?
Do you know what? No, I know loads of people who have had Macs for ages and swear blind that it's the best mouse ever invented ever. It's just the best user interface.
Shit.
But they love it.
Oh, sorry, do you mean the Magic Mouse?
Anything.
I didn't have enough time to play with the Magic, but it seemed very flimsy to me.
Any of their mice in the past, when I used to go, why hasn't he got a right click? Why hasn't he got, like, you know, back in the day when they were stuck in their ways a little bit. And Apple fans, it's like, no, it's brilliant. You kind of get used to doing the backwards way of pressing this and that, and then it's great. But it's great. And
Even the most rabid Apple fan surely can't have liked.
No, they do.
The old, the ice hockey puck mouse that came with the original iMac. You're probably too young to remember this, Adam, remember. And all your friends probably are as well. But the first one, it was this particular. Mm. It was like really round, so you had to hold it as if you were kind of manipulating an enormous knob.
When you say
you know
knob,
what I mean?
Like a dial.
Yeah, and it had like one button on it, and it was just a complete abortion, basically.
Apple
I can't
fans,
imagine any Apple fan would have been.
They like what they're told
they
to
do,
like,
they
don't
do. Luke, we've actually reviewed this, haven't we? Officially, it's up there, tv.com?
It's been reviewed on the website, yes.
Excellent.
Not as effectively as I just reviewed it, though.
No, I think you did that, yes.
It's great.
iTunes superbly. Opens quickly, and it's not as tall as you'd
it's
expect.
It's wide.
Yeah, and something about its girth as well, I seem to recall. But there we are. Thank you so much, Duncan. Now, what are the first Android viruses has been unearthed, a 13-kilobyte Trojan, no less, spread by text message that purports to be a media player and instead sends text to premium rate numbers in Russia, been creating havoc there. At the same time, the BBC's Mark Ward has been up to no good, creating a game of noughts and crosses that gathers contacts, text messages, and the phone's location and sends it to an email address. Essentially,
highlighting what can be done by someone who doesn't necessarily know a lot of code, but has evil intent.
He's just some guy, isn't he, from the BBC? He's not like one of their IT guys.
He's a technology guy.
So he's done this as a test.
He's done it as a test, and basically what he did...
It's not because he's a criminal.
I thought that was going to say, because I normally work at the BBC
they did it to see what could be put together. They didn't release it in the wild. He basically stitched it together from code that's, you know, freely available.
Off-the-shelf code,
exactly. And he said, you know, the last time I programmed a computer, it was an Acorn or whatever, you know. So, which, in case you are under the age of 30, is an old computer, not literally an Acorn. It's from the BBC Micro Age.
Yes.
There we are.
We had those in my school.
Good patronising.
Just thought I'd slip that in.
Slip in your Acorn, Dan. It's... Well, it's interesting. Should I say something really twatish at this point? Does this not make a case for Apple's closed way of doing things, which is that they test things before they'll allow it in the store? Because the Android recently, I think I'm right in saying this, had to pull about 500 apps from store because of various security...
Google have said, look, we pull these apps when we find them, but of course, you know...
Well, then it's not open, is it? Yeah. See, this is the thing. Like, Android are trying to... Like, Google, sorry, is slightly trying to have their cake and eat it with a lot of this. It's like, is it, you know, well, anyone can do anything?
That, you know, you can't have anarchy, is it, can you?
There's got to be someone. Well, I want anarchy.
In my ignorance of tech security woes, what's the worst that they could then do with the stuff that they glean from your phone?
Well, if they can get your text messages and your
Don't ask questions like that, Adam. Yeah. It's just very bad.
Yeah, I mean, if you stick those things together, you know, then it's only a short hop, skip and a jump to finding out your bank details and all that kind of business, isn't it? You know?
Let's say, because you could give away some kind of piece of information that perhaps you wouldn't want out in the public domain, for instance, or perhaps something that just makes somebody able to pretend that they know you.
Mm.
Or have, because people's defences tend to go down straight away as long as they think somebody knows who they are, particularly if that person's pretending to be a bank, say, for instance.
Yeah.
So I don't think anyone would say, you know, that you've got the risk of you're going to accidentally give away your PIN number to your bank card or whatever or anything like that. But all this stuff is useful to crims.
The worry of mobile phone viruses
Intelligent people like you.
If you get a text message that says, hey, I'm a media player, install me, out of nowhere, I probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but if you get it from a mate,
True. I mean, yes, of course.
Send it to 100 people. One person's going
to. My advice would always be check these things before.
Well, what Google says is, look, download stuff off the marketplace. When you do download stuff off the marketplace, all the programs tell you exactly what they can access. Have a read through it. If you're downloading a noughts and crosses game and it starts saying it can access your text messages, then maybe you should ask questions.
Or only ever install apps that we review on the T3 app chart.
Yes, and send us money so we can review more of them. Actually, an interesting thing. Remember I said a couple of weeks ago about I was going to read the small print on some of Apple's legal announcements when they update software? Well, of course I didn't do that because I'm lazy. But somebody very kindly did and tweeted in. And apparently you now can't, like, technically, I know these things, again, it's all very technical, legal, whatever, but you're not allowed to use the App Store or the iTunes Store unless you consent to Apple monitoring your location data.
Absolutely. And it gets a bit more devious as well, because on some software you'll get those huge great big user agreements, and it even says things like, by accepting this user agreement you are also accepting the user agreement in X.
Yeah, no, that's also what they do.
It's like,
yeah, you have to cross-reference with this thing as well.
You know, it's a nonsense. And actually, they're collecting a lot of data, and it's kind of, you know,
you do want to know why they want it for.
Why are you asking for all this data? I mean, I'm sure it's not for evil means, but it's just like, ask for
it. Or is it? Is it, though?
Don't ask for it if you don't need it, you know.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, I go to all sorts of places. Yeah. I don't want people knowing I've been, so...
there are people... I mean, if you look on the web, there are lots of people commenting on this and saying, you know, this is horrendous and we are giving up far more than we ever realise and all sorts, you know. And corporate America is taking over.
Well, people will always say
we're all going
to
be data slaves.
Have you ever seen that?
But it does take the piss, doesn't it?
It does.
Putting it in more prosaic language. Why do they need to know where you've been?
With this BBC app, the one that's been made by BBC guy, I think it's kind of funny that it's come out the same week that the BBC have announced they've lost like £200,000 worth of their phones when the guys created a phone tracker.
If only he'd installed noughts and crosses on all of the phones.
That was pretty amazing. Because I initially read that as being they'd somehow lost it all in one go. Mm. Like a massive truck.
Have you ever seen that really, really bad Shia LaBeouf film from a couple of years ago called Eagle Eye? He basically like gets a phone call or a text message or something that says, "You have been activated, climb out the window and jump onto the truck below," and it's like it suddenly has to be a spy. I'd quite like it if like everyone on their iPhone suddenly gets a text saying, "You now work at the Apple store. Your shift starts in 1 hour.
Turn up on Sunday or you're fired." People would be fired, I think.
It could happen.
Mm. What were we talking about again?
Yeah, mobile security.
Quarter of a million quid's worth of laptops in a year. Now, I know the BBC has a lot of employees and laptops aren't necessarily cheap, but for God's sake,
where are they going?
That's like, that's ridiculous. License payers' money as well. Wasted license payers'
absolutely,
money.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, what I was trying to say a while ago was the fact that mobile phone security scares have been around as long as mobile phones, certainly as long as smartphones, and they haven't really materialized as yet, but... I think the time may be coming.
That's what they said.
One security expert was sort of saying we're about at 1999, where we were with PCs, where sort of things are starting to turn up that are kind of annoying, but not actually catastrophic. Whereas now, actually, sort of malware and things on PCs is multi-billion, zillion pound business, and it's got quite bad.
Because there was that guy in New York who hacked into all the phones and used it to, so he could locate the Joker in a building. No, because that was like a warning of that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like Bruce Wayne hacked into all the phones in Gotham City.
Right. Are you talking about a fictional thing that's happened?
Yeah, it was fictional, but these things could are happen. Based on facts.
Could happen.
They?
Right, yeah, could happen.
I thought, yeah.
Okay, well, the warnings. What they're saying to how to avoid all this?
Don't be an idiot.
They're saying, watch out for if overnight your battery's been consumed, then it may be that it's been sending data. It's like, what? Overnight, my phone's plugged in. How would I? Why would that be something you'd notice?
And things like plugging it in, I guess.
Look at your data counter. Is there any unusual activity? Who's looking at their data counter? We've all got free data now. Who's doing that?
I guess people need to start.
It's overnight as well. Like cyber criminals are kind of like cartoon villains who only come out at night.
So, yeah, also look out for people with big rings under their eyes, constantly typing. They're obviously up to no good.
Big swirly moustaches and top hats.
Yeah, stripy tops. They're a dead giveaway. Okay, well...
I thought that was a very good, sensible discussion of online security. I think people have learned a lot.
I think we've nailed that one. Absolutely.
Be safer.
There is a more sensible article on teeth.com all about it, which is very serious and analyse it and speaks to experts and things like that. We didn't do that. Anyway,
mainly don't be an idiot. That's pretty much covered.
That is about it for this week. Remember, teeth.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.